She remembered my tattoo from our gardening together years back and approached me on the dance floor during a morning Psy DJ set. We talked for a while and caught up on life, then discovered we'd both evolved into warriors of the light. After an energy healing exchange, we vowed to keep our connection sustained. At our first friendly garden date, we discovered our mutual fate to liberate our souls from the trauma of child rape. Experimental research partners we became on a mission to discover affordable means to overcome our pain. After many months passed, the time was right to begin the hands-on healing path. I had learned full well by then. Working alone was dangerous and I'd never want to do it again. I knew it would take a minimum of 3 to operate ethically and procedurally. I asked that she bring a trusted and supportive friend, one who could hold sacred healing space and be willing to work her skin. For the first time, the circuit could be made complete, a polarity of Shiva Shakti love from head to feet. Her friend Rose was so much more than a shamanic nurse. Her singing voice alone could dissolve even the worst kind of curse. After an orientation phone briefing, they came over for what would become a historical evening. We began with tea and casual talk. I prepared the medicine for the journey on which we'd soon embark. I picked fresh garden herbs and made the chocolate confection, pouring into the mix lots of love and affection. Waiting for the sun to go down, I set up the speakers and tested the sound. After placing offerings on the altar, they sat together on the bed. Our prayers and intentions were ceremoniously said. I began a series of short educational films to introduce you, the dark goddess by whom we'd all be healed. First your mythical story, then a temple exorcism's documented glory, then your 1,000 names spoken in puja ritual form, during which your invocation could be felt gently coming on. By the end, our journey would begin, Durga mantra played to invite the warrior goddess energy deep under our skin. Erotic energetic boundaries were consensed, thus would begin the Tantrapunk set. First the devotional hymn of praise, then the prayer to earn your loving, healing grace. As it began, I reached for her hand, drew her near to passionately sing into her ear. I clutched her with warmth and strength, dropped to my knees in worship while rocking her waist, slowly gliding up her front, dancing her into my heart as our feet stomped. Now that she felt infinitely loved and safe, it was time for the demonectomy to take place. I stepped around, embracing from behind, strapping her into an astral roller coaster ride. I would be her Kundalini activation guide in what would appear to be a shamanic Heimlich maneuver from the outside. Rolling her up like a toothpaste tube, pressure applied until nests were broken loose. After peristaltic waves of bestial roars, she dry purged what served her no more. Rose, though unmedicated, was thoroughly possessed. You entered her and taught her how to clean up the mess, a thrashing devourment until nothing was left. With your superior force of nature, the offending creatures were met. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. In her commandeered jaws and claws, they all died. Ending the dance with your purification prayer, we had successfully raided the top-level demon lair. Now it was time to storm their subterranean den. She fell into my poised firm grip. I gently carried her down to the bed. Her sweat dripping skin and hot deep breath indicated she'd survived the worst of it. Now the pleasurable releases would begin. We could work love into the caverns of her chakra system. Consent for the forehand full body massage acquired, my lingam clothed and disciplined to withhold its desire. The gentle Devi mantra track filled the air as I drew down her pants and underwear. The delighted teenager in my mind utters a long drawn out fuck. My mature tantric adult knows not to get lost in being awestruck. I never want to be desensitized to the moment of beholding a yoni for the first time. The therapeutic sexual shaman dances a fine line, selfless giving that's less carnal and more divine. This is not about her and me, it's about the chakral surgery. The love that heals is from up on high, I'm just a conduit for Shiva Shakti to align. The performance of miracles and exorcism that any good Christian would respect, if only group sexual ritual hadn't been persecuted as ultimate sin. As her top is skillfully worked and played, I apply coconut oil upon her pelvis and legs. One by one, I plant her feet on my heart. Eyes closed, I see you unfolding like a birthing star. Magnificence like never before, eons it would take to fully explore. A high-pressure orgasmic exhalation I release. By your beauty I am enraptured. liberated yet besieged. I am now again fully possessed by your dark, warm, animate flesh. You've come into and through me to rescue the wounded soul of my dear friend. You press my heart firmly upon her gates to heaven. You rock us in a stormy rhythm. You take hold of the muscles in my arms and embrace her torso in mudra-like forms. As if unraveling a demonic web, convulsive earthquakes crack open the shells of their undead. Your thirst for their blood makes for a ravenous series of thuds. Pounding her again and again, your hunger will soon be fed. As she screams and cries while letting go, we position her gracefully to optimize the flow. Again, I close my eyes to see. You've enveloped all of us, though to the naked eye, you're unseen. Through years of revelation, you've given me visual access to see the carnage as demons attempt to flee your ferociousness. Like white blood cells digesting and dissolving tumors and cysts, you give us the love and power to finally resist. Spiritual combat not unlike a cancer fight, as above so below when seen in the light of the third eye. If medical researchers could see what I saw with their eyes, someone would win a Nobel Prize. The germ theory revolution will have a new chapter. Sexual abuse will be quarantined by the CDC and FEMA as an unnatural disaster. The shadow biosphere is legion with these pests. To you, they must all be fed to eradicate them and lay this public health crisis to rest. You've given me the strength to raid without fear these diseased places where many healers would never dare. New Age euphemisms come to mind, clearing blocked energies to be recycled by the divine. With permission, I slowly enter her sacred space with two fingers, then press my left palm against her clitoral region. Like an organic vibrator, all of my muscles diligently serve, stroking her G-spot with fingers upcurved. My breath is at first strong and gruff, but soon I feel the martial vibe has done enough. I begin to join in harmony with Rose, who has been sweetly singing chants of Om. Her voice teasing apart octaves and notes, like light through a prism, a deeper truth is told. Rose's simulated choir sonically transmutes the astral detritus, sanitizing the muck gushed out from each chakra orifice. She appeared to be playing a trans-dimensional harp. Between the planes, her medical magic was a gorgeous work of art. There was an innocence in my eyes as I glanced. I was not shocked or aroused to see her proud bare chest. Within my soul, just a resounding yes. More points of contact to electrically connect and to fry the demons with synchronized oming breaths. A tantric opera, to say the least. I knew this must repeat week after week. The burnt temples have been such a loss. This ritual healing magic would have been open to the public and nearly free of cost. We opened a portal to the ancient priestess past, where such an initiation would have been routine on a spiritual path. But according to sex-phobic religious, medical, and New Age rules, a night like this breaks too many taboos. Yet deep inside, we knew this ceremony to be our true home. We could spend eternity in the ecstatic Shakti love. After about an hour of deep chakral tissue work, it came to a close with a bit of mirth. Cries melted into laughter as she climbed onto my lap. We expressed our true love in words as she wrapped her legs around my back. I rose in love with her sweet soul. No need to negotiate relationship roles. Our journey as colleagues still has a long way to go. With maturity and sovereignty, we'll let the most righteous path unfold. This technology must be returned to the priestess class that was so violently burned. I vowed to give back all of my power. I will teach and work in a charitable manner. The have-nots have been excluded far too long. None of us can afford months of healing in the Amazon. I'm a back alley sexorcist relying on volunteer paramedics. Thank you, Dark Goddess, for showing me the way. I bow and pray to you, may I never be led astray. So many exquisite moments to savor, in these memories I could marinate forever. The most unforgettable of them all, if I had to choose, would be looking up to see three different colored hands on her womb. I thought to myself, now that's an album cover. Sorry to all the jealous lovers. Friends don't let friends be denied the group healing touch that's needed to recover from being so hellishly fucked. An army of sexual angels is now being built. Together we're shedding all of the shame and guilt. We'll not be preyed upon by rapists ever again, nor in abusive relationships be trapped and made victims.